It is a blessing to be here with you again and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. It's very interesting because each time God created something, He created a holy day. As we know from the creation, He created the heavens and the earth and plants and species, and most of us, He created us. And I would like to begin with Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And at the seventh day God ended His work which He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because in it He rested from all His work which God has created and made. He was probably tired, but He was not tired like us. He also wanted to enjoy it, and He wanted to us to know that. So the next psalm I'm going to read is Psalm 81. Sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and strike the tremble, the pleasant with harp and lute. Praise Him with harp and lute. Blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute for Israel, a law of God of Jacob. He established in Joseph as a testimony. When he went throughout the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I did not know. So he created a full moon, and he created the new moon for Joseph. And Joseph, we know that was a grandson of God's friend Abraham. My Romanian translation says, when he went against the land of Egypt. Well, we all know the story that he suffered, but then he became the governor of Egypt, and God blessed this new moon throughout generations. The next verse I would read would be Leviticus 23, verse 1 to 3. Leviticus 23, 1 to 3. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feast of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. So we celebrate these wonderful feasts, which are God's feasts, and also ours, because we are His. Now I'm going to read from Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 to 44. I'm sorry. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33 to 44. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is the sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work in it. These are the feasts of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything on its day, besides the Sabbath of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, besides all your freewill offerings, which you give to the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of the beautiful trees, branches, palm trees, and boughs of leaf trees and willow of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. I would like to read the other one in Ezra, chapter 3, verse 4. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offering in the number required of ordinances for each day. Nehemiah 8:13-18. Now on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all people with the priests and Levites were gathered to Ezra the scribe in the order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord has commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of leafy trees to make booths as it is written. Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one of the roof of his house, or in their country yards, or the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, in the open square of the gate of the Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and sat under the booths. So since the day of Joshua the son of Nun until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read them from the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days. On the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. We've been reading here that they haven't celebrated since the time of Joshua. It means they've been slave. When you're a slave and you're beaten up and you know that you have a God who doesn't wish to do that, it is a great celebration when people of God, when they found the book of law and they start reading it again, and we found the Bible, and we found out in the Bible that those holidays are not done away with. They're not nailed to the cross. They are not canceled. They are special holidays for God and his children who wants to be there, because in the the millennium kingdom is coming soon. And if that doesn't come, if we get old and die, we want to be resurrected in the first resurrection and want to be with God, and we love Him. And we do this because we love Him. We don't do this because we have to. We do this because we want to. We love Him very much. I'm reading also from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 2, and chapter 14 and 15. Now the Jews' feast tabernacle was at hand. Well, this is the only place where you find that the Jews' tabernacle, but it is actually God's tabernacle, because we have in the book of Leviticus, and we see that these are not Jews, but the Jews were the only one that kept it. In chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? He was the Messiah. He was God in flesh and blood, and they did not recognize Him. I mean, when a healing like a blind man that has no eyeball in the sockets begins to see, when a layman that or a quadriplex, when a person that never walked, that doesn't have merely have any bones, jumps out like a deer, it is a blessing, and only Messiah could do that. It was the duty of the priest. If somebody got sick, they're supposed to go to the priest and follow the law requiring his healing. But when Messiah came, He healed all kinds of illnesses, all kinds of diseases. He walked among His people, and He went there at the midst of the feast and taught in a temple. Now I would like to close with Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 to 21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Isn't this a wonderful thing? We have nations that come to wage war with the holy city, with Jerusalem, and Messiah, who's going to be in charge, He's not going to let them, He's not going to necessarily destroy them, but He was going to teach them a lesson of love and how to celebrate this feast. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them shall be no rain. Well, if there's no rain, there's no food. So, if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain, so they shall have no food either. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, in another verse it says that Yeshua will rule with a rod of iron. He's have to make it known to those nations who only do bad things and war and wage war with His children, that this is, you have to do it because I'm in charge now. Satan, the devil, who's the ruler of this world, will be removed, and Yeshua will reign there. Verse 19, this shall be a punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, when Egypt was struck before that, Joseph, we talked about earlier about Joseph, which God created the new moon and the full moon as a be a celebration for Joseph. He went to Egypt. He was put in jail unrightly. He became the governor of Egypt, and he gave them blessings. And what did the Egyptians do? They, when they multiplied and they saved, there was another Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. And He made them slaves. They said, if these people are going to be powerful, more grateful than us, they're going to wipe us out. So, verse 20, in that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses. The posts and the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yes, every path in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook in them. In that day there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. My footnote in Romanian translation said Canaanites means businessman. I mean, businessman who cheats, basically, because in business we have to lie. In our times and in those times when the Canaanites were, if you really want to pay less taxes or more, you have to lie. So we have a promise here, there will be no more Canaanites in the kingdom. So I'm looking forward for this kingdom, and I pray every day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray for each one of you that have a happy and blessed holidays, a happy and blessed day of Feast of Tabernacles, and may God bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you. Amen.